Oh, man.
Nobody has that, the attack of the show.
I wish I did. I took part in it, but I was working at a radio station at the time, and I was at my job where I was supposed to be working on my job that they did the Prayer for Pancakes thing, and go, you have like 15, 20 minutes to write a song. So I'm submitting it while I'm at my radio station job when I'm supposed to be working. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
In an earlier podcast, I harshed Prayer for Pancakes. It's like I said, well, if it was only 15 minutes, they probably all suck. And then I went back and listened to it. And notice that they do not. They famously do not suck. So, yeah.
Just being under pressure.
Yeah. And I mentioned it on the next podcast. I was like, yeah, no, I was wrong. Those are good songs. Almost all of them are surprisingly great.
So, we all got marked as winners. So I thought that was a nice touch.
But don't you find, like, most of the time, like, your first idea is probably the best one that you came up with?
Boy, I feel like it's a balance. I feel like it's such a balance because there is that idea that the first one is the best and to just go with that. And there is somewhere in between that and overcooking it where you don't want to overcook it either. Like that happy balance is somewhere in between those two, I feel like.
Right. But there's a thing about like execution and ideas that are separate, right? Like I'll do like, you know, 100 takes of a guitar solo or whatever. Okay, maybe not that many, but, you know, I'll do like a few. But usually it's all trying to do the same idea.
Sure.
You know, and it's just trying to do the best version of that idea.
Like, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
You know what I mean? So like when you're talking about writing a song or something like that, a lot of times it's like the first idea is the good one. And and you're just trying to like make it not suck.
I have some terrible impulses. So I feel like sometimes my first idea is not the one we should go with.
What? No.
See, that's what Ryan's there for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ryan is good at telling me that I'm terrible.
I think we need examples.
I think. Okay, all right. So
anytime I want to do an emo-y Elliott Smith song, Ryan is like, no. No. Yeah. Bad chumpy. No.
Yeah, well, some of our kind of hoppiest, poppiest songs like Day of the Dead and also Center Square from Spin Tunes, they started out as sounding very much like dirges. And then at some point I rebelled and I'm like, this is bullshit. Let's make this happy. And then I send him one, hey, wouldn't it be funny if it sounded like this? And Chumpy's like, I'm all in. Let's do that way instead. So it depends. Like, I think, you know, with your idea that first idea sounds best often, I think if people went that way, then we'll probably end up getting like 15 submissions for the next one, Tumbleweed, that are all country. And
yeah.
That's not necessarily bad, but it might be bad.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Potential for badness there, for sure.
Yeah, you definitely think of ghost towns and everything. So I've written a song for that, but I haven't submitted it yet. We'll see if I have a song in that fight.
Cool.
Is all your right. song about the Big Lebowski?
It is not, shockingly. And I did not use the word ghost town, but I used the words ghost and town, just not in that order.
So town ghost.
It's a town of ghosts. Yeah.
Yeah. The word tumbleweed doesn't show up, oddly enough.
Maybe.
That's maybe. Okay.
I'm going to put in all of the other optional challenges from Narayan.
You realize that Glenn just does this all through his life now. He goes up to breakfast, gets up in the morning for breakfast. He's like, I need chip tunes.
Yeah.